speakers are Nigel and Elaine Baden Clay, and other speakers that will join them.
It was our very great pleasure to be over in Cape Town for that convention that Deb and Pete invented that song for. We are Nigel and Elaine Baden Clay, commonly known as Nigelaine. We are privileged to be the area coordinating couple for Southern Queensland, and so we have the pleasure of serving Marriage Encounter in Queensland. We do therefore welcome you to our area, to our little part of the world. And sharing with you this morning from around the world, we have Pete and Deb Avery from South Africa. Peter and Irene Casey from the UK. My African brother and sister, Dunstan and Phoebe Bukenya from Uganda. Because I'm an African too. My other African brother and sister, Clive and Priscilla Miller, now Australians from Melbourne. Peter and Erica Smith from Melbourne. Brian and Janetta Mandino from Auckland, New Zealand. And John and Nancy Hunt from Florida, USA.
Thank you. Thank you. The journey we all began on Friday evening has taken us to places some of us probably never dreamt we'd go. We've almost certainly travelled part of that journey with new friends who were strangers on Friday evening. That's one of the miracles of spirals and marriage encounter. During the journey, some of us were probably touched deeply by the sharings of the very special presenters we've heard. Perhaps for many of us, our journey through life will be in some way different because of something we've heard this weekend. Perhaps for some of us, our lives will travel along a different road because of something that happened this weekend. But what has this weekend, this journey, really been about? Has it just been a warm fuzzy? An excuse to escape the northern hemisphere for some, or the southern states, and come to sunny Queensland where it's beautiful one day and perfect the next, as you've discovered and experienced? Or did some of us look forward to a time of fellowship with old and new friends? To spend up big in the souvenir shop? You've still got time. An opportunity to let our hair down last night at the gala dinner. Or has it been a meaningful time with our beloved, communicating even more deeply and sharing ideas and feelings on topics close to our hearts? God in our relationship, our family, our church, our community, where we as a couple fit into this miracle called life. A time to reflect and pause a while and to bring back into focus our relationship, not just with our lover and friend to whom we're married, but with our beloved Father in heaven through whom all things are possible. As you can see, we've asked some extra special couples to share with us all this morning during this final presentation. Not what this weekend has meant for them. That would take another full weekend, I imagine. But what being involved in Marriage Encounter means to them. As they introduce themselves, you'll hear, as you have heard, that they come from many different countries, as well as Australia. But you'll also hear that their stories have a common thread. They're married and they're committed to their marriage. They went on a marriage encounter weekend. And their lives were changed to such an extent that they now spend a great deal of their time encouraging others to experience a weekend as they did. The journey we've all travelled this weekend has to some extent been a reminder of our very first weekend. If you like, we've been travelling over familiar territory. But now, we want you to sit back, fasten your seatbelts, as we travel with you around the world to countries you may never have visited, but where marriage encounter is making a difference. We invite you to listen to the commitment of these couples, and we challenge you to imagine yourselves reaching out and making a difference in your community.
Sanbonani.
Molweni.
Dumelang.
Goeiemôre.
Good morning. We greet you in some of the different languages of South Africa, that rich rainbow nation with all its diversity.
We are Pete and Deb Avery, and we bring you the love and the best wishes of all encountered couples, priests and nuns in our country. Our banner depicts these greetings and the unity of encountered couples all over the world, across the sea. And we leave it with you here in Australia as a gift from our encountered community.
We were encountered in 1984 in KwaZulu-Natal, where we live. Our marriage encounter weekend made a huge difference to our lives. Prior to it, we had been drifting into a married singles way of life, even in our church lives. Going on the weekend helped us to realize the gift we've been given by God by being a couple, and how powerful we could be if we worked at this relationship. Marriage encounters made an impact further afield than on just us. Our children communicate with us in a way that we would never have communicated with our parents. Well, maybe they're less polite than we were, but we share far more with each other than we thought could happen across the generation gap. As our friends have been encountered, we found our community, and especially the community in our church, changing, so we are able to share with and support each other deeply and meaningfully. But sometimes we need to go beyond the personal reasons and to look at marriage encounter as a tool to make huge differences in the world around us.
In our country, South Africa, the need to share the hope that renewed relationships can bring is crucial. Since we met some of you at the last international convention, so much has happened. Before our first democratic elections, we were in a state of romance, justice at last, a chance to produce a truly democratic and economically viable state. Yes, there was some anxiety, but for many of us it was a fulfillment of years and years of prayer and yearning. It's really difficult to describe those feelings of elation and euphoria. When we stood in those long queues to vote in that April, we cried with happiness. We held hands with people we'd never had the opportunity of even meeting before. We embraced people we'd never seen before. And we shared our hopes and our fears, and above all, our great happiness. And marriage encounter was part of that dream. We didn't seem to have to work very hard at recruiting. Finances more than covered weekend expenses, and our spirals were flourishing. And we looked forward to expanding into other communities, writing presentations in indigenous languages, and even reaching out to neighbouring states.
But for many of us in South Africa and marriage encounter, the romance faded, and many are in the depths of disillusionment. Violence has become a way of life, with robbery, shootings, car hijackings, and violent rape just becoming another small paragraph in the newspapers every day. The economy is staggering, with major overseas investors pulling out because of the violence and political uncertainty. Small businesses closing, unemployment soaring, the bank rate increasing, and the rand dropping. The poor seem to be becoming poorer, and only the rich and the new political elite seem to be benefiting. With all this has developed an apathy and fear of reaching out. Many people just seem to keep on going day to day and don't get enthusiastic or excited about things that are challenging or difficult. And this has all impacted on Marriage Encounter. Weekends have been cancelled. Finances have been poor. Team has retired and resigned. And for many, travelling at night to a spiral meeting has become dangerous. Apathy seems to paralyse us. And all in all, the picture seems very bleak.
But we know from Marriage Encounter that disillusionment can be followed by joy. But that joy can only be reached through a decision to love. We can stay paralyzed and afraid in the disillusionment, or we can look for the joy. When we look, we see how God has blessed us. We've been saved from almost certain civil war. We see the artificial barriers between people breaking down, as for the first time, they talk to each other. We experience amazing and humbling forgiveness and reconciliation, where before there seemed no possibility of finding common ground. And we see the church emerging as a powerful, unifying factor. And for us, the most important, we see that hope for the future is not just a vague dream somewhere. It's just over the horizon. It's an attainable goal. It's something we can reach. But how can we reach that goal? We believe that the reconciliation that Marriage Encounter can bring is one practical way of creating a better society. When we've been feeling low, scared, and sad, at times it has only been our love for each other that has enabled us to face what is happening. Meeting with and sharing with other Marriage Encounter couples helps to ease the burden, to give us hope and courage to carry on. If there were enough of us who knew that God's plan is worked out in relationships, not through situations or possessions, we could really make a real difference. Maybe only in our immediate community to start with, but surely further and further afield.
There are many things that hold us back from living and sharing the joy of Marriage Encounter. And one of these is the excuse that we don't have time to become involved. When challenged with this at a team retreat a little while ago, a friend of ours wrote, "A thought that persists is, how much time do I give to fanning the coals of Marriage Encounter into a flame? What can I do?"
Her and my encountered friends to see how they are and asking how they are as a couple. Just 10 minutes.
Write a letter, including an encouraging love poem. Also perhaps just 10 minutes.
Bake a cake. Invite encountered or hopefully soon to be encountered friends to tea. 1 hour.
Dialogue with my spouse, 30 minutes.
Run a spiral evening, 2 hours.
Go on an anniversary weekend, 48 hours.
Tell someone about our exciting Marriage Encounter weekend, 1 minute or 1 hour, whatever you want to tell them.
Can we find courage in the fact that Jesus loves us and then choose one plan from the above and make a decision to implement it, and then another, and then another? Taking time can turn just a feeble flicker into a roaring fire. And what she wrote really challenged us.
Being part of the Rainbow Nation, a term coined by our former Archbishop Desmond Tutu, isn't always easy, and at times the rainbow is dull and tarnished. But we need to remember that a rainbow is only seen after rain. We do believe and pray that the pot of gold is there, and that we can find it if we look actively for the joy. Because when we expect miracles, we see them happening.
And so we pray for us and we pray for you. Don't take the gift of one another and the Marriage Encounter community for granted. Don't wait for the storm and the rain, but keep searching for the pot of gold. Reach out and share the beauty of Marriage Encounter with others everywhere.
We're Peter and Irene Casey, and we come from England. We were encountered just over 10 years ago in 1986. And we think Oz is fair dinkum. Our weekend in 1986 changed our lives. We went, hoping at best, to be able to talk about some of the difficulties we were experiencing. At worst, just to have a weekend away from home together. What we got was a renewal of love, warmth and closeness beyond anything we could have dreamed.
We were bubbling over. We had seen what openness in love had done for us, and we began to imagine what it might do for others. We dreamed of how the world could be changed. Our family, our circle of friends, even international relations, if only the leaders could find what we had found.
Our dream is of a whole world transformed by loving couples. But it's every individual couple living the dream in the world that makes the difference. We who have the dream have a duty to pass it on, but also to live it in our own relationship with each other.
In Britain, finding our unity once again has been an important part of the last few years. To transform the world, we have had to transform ourselves and rebuild our relations with other parts of the Marriage Encounter family, with Engaged Encounter, with the Catholic and Baptist expressions. It's been painful at times. It's been rather like the Saturday of a weekend. We drifted apart. We needed to come back together and to remember how much we share. We've also been getting together with other Christian groups who share a similar vision for marriage, to give each other love, prayer and support, instead of suspicion and competition.
But the dream isn't about organisations. It's about couples. On our weekend, I saw a circle of encountered couples reaching out to draw others in, until the circle grew large enough to encompass the whole world with love. If the dream is to flourish, we need couples to share it, to catch fire and burn brightly wherever they live, to light up their world.
Our board has adopted the target of 2,000 couples on 50 weekends by the year 2000. Not just Marriage Encounter, but Engaged Encounter and our non-residential program Growing Together in Marriage. That's a challenging target. On a good day, it frightens me, and on a bad day, it terrifies me. I don't see how we can do it. But with all that world out there, the only way for us is forward. And we've committed ourselves to expansion.
In doing that, we've also committed ourselves to find, support, and encourage couples with a particular calling. Sometimes to bring the weekend to their area, but sometimes for a special outreach. For example, a weekend pace to suit the needs of the physically disabled who can't rush to and fro the way we can. Our dream is for them too.
And our dream is not only for Britain. Every couple on every continent deserves the chance of that really great marriage. And how can the world be set on fire if the flames aren't burning across Africa, across South America? And we ask ourselves, when will they be burning in India and in China, the two most populous countries of the world? How many hundreds are there who deserve that great marriage? From our corner of Europe, we can't often take the weekend to new countries. But we can help others to take it. We did give gifts of money so that team could travel from Chile for the first Anglican weekend in Peru, and from South Africa, Pete and Deb among them, for the first weekend in Botswana, from Uganda for the first weekend in Tanzania. Some of those weekends began in the dreams of couples who made their own weekends in Britain. What happens on your next weekend here in Australia may change another continent. There may be more power in that weekend than you know.
But it's not just about couples going on weekends. The weekend is only the beginning. When we returned from our weekend, we were filled with the excitement of a new relationship, a heightened awareness of each other that we wanted to share. We believed we could, in a small way, help to change the world. And we were right. We all can change the world.
We know that we can change the world because we have been changed. And if we let it, that change will spread out from us, like the ripples we heard about yesterday. When a couple leave the weekend with a new love, to live in a new way, we see a part of our dream being realized in them. But we only see a part of that. Others will see it in their everyday lives, and it will raise their ideals of what their own marriage could be. And that couple going out from the weekend will make a difference in the world. Perhaps it won't be actively a marriage encounter. Perhaps it will be leading a youth club, or simply the way they help a neighbor in need. But if they can catch the dream, they will change the world.
We plant the seeds. We don't always see the trees. But without the seeds, there would be no trees. Someone, in fact, Liz and David here, who sent us on our weekend, planted the seed in us. And it's grown. Now it's our turn to do the planting.
Just a few days before we left for Australia, I, Dunstan, was attending a staff meeting at our seminary. And I informed my colleagues that Phoebe and I are going to lovers' meeting in Australia. All the members at the meeting were a bit confused to hear such a unique language. But I told them that we are members of this international movement of lovers, and our goal is to spread love the world over. And so we say, I told them that we meet once in a while to refresh us, our love, because as you know, love has life. If you nurture her, she grows. But if you neglect her, she dies. In a nutshell, really, Marriage Encounter is a movement of lovers with a mission to the world to spread love and grow her. Isn't it? We always tell Ugandans that Marriage Encounter is a unique movement that the world has ever witnessed, whose aim and objectives and motto is love one another as I have loved you. Because to love one another is a sign that we know God. Actually, that is the basic theology you can have on that question of love. To love one another is a sign that you know God. In Uganda, we have added to this motto, and we say, encourage one another and build one another up. This is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11. Phoebe and I, we the Bukenyans, come to you here at this convention, carrying with us the love and special greetings from our two sons, John and David, two daughters, Monica and Susanna, and of course from all lovers in Uganda. Phoebe and I are most grateful to all of you who have made it possible financially to allow us to be part of this great experience of the fellowship and sharing. Indeed, we are one world reaching out to each other, united in purpose as husband and wife, united as Dustin and Phoebe, united as members of lovers from within our respective countries. You and me are determined to set the fire of love ablaze the world over, isn't it? I recall in 1982 when the late Bishop Nsubuga inaugurated Marriage Encounter in Uganda with three other bishops. One of them apparently is now the new Archbishop of Uganda, and their dear wives. Bishop Nsubuga said, I like such organizations in the life of the church, because such movements add beauty to Christ's church. It is like a beautiful tree. What makes a tree beautiful is not only the bare trunk, by those long and short branches, the leaves and flowers. Similarly, the beauty of marriage encounter worldwide is its variety, spreading from Spain across seas, even Africa, in Uganda, over continents to Oceania. I am persuaded by the variety of persons involved. Is it not true that each couple is unique and each partner in the marriage is also unique? Yes, we come from unique backgrounds and countries, rich in our own ways. This match makes us into a beautiful forest of lovers. And in Australia, I've seen you are good at planting forests, and I recommend you for that, really. Yeah. So it's like a beautiful garden. We brought a little garden now, if you look at our banner on the other side. But that garden was the first thing God created and put man there, was the garden that where he put the first man and the first woman, the Garden of Eden. So in this garden, in this fruitful, beautiful garden, we see love and encouragement growing on and on and on. God in Christ loves us as we are. He loves our uniqueness. He loves my uniqueness as Bukenya. And I think he loves his uniqueness as Phoebe. He loves your uniqueness, doesn't he? He loves you as you are. He loves your marriage as it is. And of course, he's ever ready to bless and enrich it much more.